Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Meki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Maswingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote-unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo Live Talk The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kula malunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa achaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwabotshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba bachaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besethweswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMaswingo. Kolunye udaba, amapholisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende walilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rodzi. Ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga leZANU-PF elalidabule amagwaliba e-CCC okukhankasela ukhetho. Nasi mwechirongwa che Live Talk The Connection tiri kutarisa nyaya dze kuvundusirwa kwevanhu uye mirijonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 nyamavhuvhu. Nasi kune nengo ze CCC za nyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa zichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mhirizhonga kana kuti public violence. Asi CCC inoti nengo idzi zakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevasigiri vezanu PF dzichiisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanu PF vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanu PF yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rhodes ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadande mutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu, uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition CCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guvuriro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on some of you being beaten and thrown in jail? It's simple. It's not normal that somebody was attacked and was thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law, and ZANU-PF uses the courts to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guvuriro. The same question. CCC, members of the CCC were denied bail and they're accused of public violence. But the party says actually these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail. And instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Yeah, and the next thing I'm going to respond to is that I'm going to go to the I'm going to go to the next one. Because it's not what you want, the opposition is very busy to create a name. Like if you have a social media, and I'm going to get you in the one in the energy to know an English and PFR member of government. But in the world, but if you get on a big supplication in Zimbabwe. So when we triple C, when we get a window, the good one or one apachao, the zero name of the ZANPF. Then when it comes to Kunya Bill. Koti tare rine mutongo kuti kuna kupa munhu bheu kana kunyima bheu zvichidependa nekuti iwewe mataura ako kuti wataura uchi zvakamira sei masekisi ako mira sei kana kuti mapuri akusunga akanyora kuti kudii pamafomu aya anenge achinzi anorambidza bheu kuti ripiwe kani ngatiawo manyepa rutaurwa nevanhu vetriple C. Vakapara mhosva dzavo vakuda kunenera ZANPF kuti ZANPF ndoine vanhu vari kuita mhirizhonga. Isu kuZANPF hatina mhirizhonga yatinoita. President vedu vari kutokurudzira kararo munyika kusvika maenzi apera.
Tinotenda tiende kuna Mamlocha. Itinotenda vaguvuriro Mamlocha uyamuzwa uguvuriro yakhuluma lapha uthi lina abe triple C liyaxabana lilodwa bese lidonisela abantu bezano phakathi abangelani le ndaba zenu uthini ngalokho
thina kula nto esixabanisayo thina inside sasingabantwana bezimbabwe abafuna utshintsho utshintsho esilufunayo angeyisola sixabanisa into ekhona into emgceke into experience la ijournalist yemidlolo ukuthi abantu bengasikipa sezanu izinto ziyaphambana umuntu angene esideni ahambe chaya abantu emakethi yakobulawayo into enzakala broad daylight singabuza namuhla ukuthi bona bana majaha kaithithi u-Anastasia ifoni namhla bangaphi yibantu abaphehla ibhesha abaphehla i-violence uyakwazi ukuthi ngiyako phelileyo ku-by election ematobo satshaya thina ngabantu abavela emash west mash central bezositshaya ethala kithi lemathekeleleni sase sicabane sibhama izimota leziyana sazimemezela nizibona kumavidiyo zinobuso buka-edim nangakho zipliwe ukuthi ZANU-PF zase zimota ze-triple C isikhathi bani so esikubonayo ukuthi ama-court ngawe ZANU-PF amapolisi ngawe ZANU-PF esikucelayo or esikufunayo yokuthi we build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe i-institution engakhethiyo ukuthi noba ungubani yikho thina ibizwe ngokuthi citizens coalition for change thina singabahlali bezimbabwe sifuna sibambene sitshintsho asifuni i-violence i-violence into yokucina esingayifuniyo ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi the moment kusenzeka i-violence anyway loba kungotshayo uba kunguyi-victim ucina ubotshile why would you do that why would you want ukwenza into enjeni okwevidiyo kamutodi le ekhulunywa kutwitter yikuthi vele kuthi bajwayele abantu labo ukuhola njalo besihlukumeza abasiyi-chance upresident wabo uyakhuluma ukuthi akube le-peace same time kube nguye futhi umpheko wedeshi akungitshela ukuthi umuntu omdala ongakana mayati ongafuni lokhu khanda likagogo wakhe kutsho ukuthi kutho ukuthi nabebodwa becathile bathi chayana abantu be-triple C lize libaqede so sizibuhlungu ngokuthi ama-ambas ethu ayahlukunyezwa adinaye ibheyili you know singakhuluma sizesikhulume langotshobgal ukuthi ungaphi namuhla ama-instances like asukuqala aso futhi kokucina ukuthi nxa iZANU-PF kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa kanti why vele kuzahlala kuhlaselwa sihlaselwa nasemke sabaZimbabwe. We need to build this country ungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens.
And Ms. Mlotshwa, I'm sure you had a chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media, allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodes, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaigner poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rosie, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Magulalelisisa, voice not clear. It shows you ukuthi abantu labacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele ubhekiwe. Yikho ebuze buze futhi ukuthi umbopheleni. Kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So it really answers the question of laba besidunguza into babephakathi. Ngakuya ngabo ngathi ngayithi sodwa sibotshiwe. Ngayithi esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho. Ithi ama-victims. Umthetho usenecala lokubopha umuntu olecala. Umpholisi usenecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, u-campaign akwethu ufake ama-posters zoba yikuphi. Babona kulilungelo labo ukuthi badabule ama-posters ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama ozakhuluma ihlazo elingaka emkhakhini ngoba she thinks that's by being a ZANU-PF member. You can take away with anything. It doesn't make sense. You call me to mean abantu abantwana bezimbabwe abakubone ubuze ZANU-PF abaqalisa namuhle abafake u-advocate uNelson Chamisa esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to the sanity in this country. We need sanity elizweni. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment, we are just a polarized country. Omunye ucabanga ukuthi now they can take away with it. Ngibona abuchamisa engasibambanisa.
Siyabonga mamlotsha aqhubeka ubambile. Andizoke kwamuri vaguvuriro. Tikutaura nenyaya ya MP weZANU-PF Barbara Rhodes. Avo varikunzwikwa mu audio iri kutenderera madande mutande apa vachiituka mupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuvharura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeiinonzi abuse of power, ne obstruction of justice. Ma politicians afanda kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa rawo. Handizvo here vaguvuriro?
Ndiri kunzwa zvikuru kutaura ende tuwa kuZANU-PF tinoreta kuti mapurisa asi tichiendelana ne audio yamuri kutaura. Tandingataura nechekuti mukoma wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndiHonorable Barbara Rhodes nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa vachiva vakazvitaura, but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakaunzwa naMwari muZimbabwe yeZANU-PF kuri vave CCC. Vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti uingi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera, but asiriye munhu ari kutaura. Totonzi mupurisa anga achitaura uyu inhingi mupurisa, but tina mupurisa nezitero. Ini chandingakumbira kuti ndizotashuwa nyaya iyi sezvo yanzi kuongororwa nemapurisa. Tamira mapurisa kuti achatishuwa. Ndiva Honorable Barbara Rhodes vakazviita kana kuti hazvisi nekuti inini ndinotoonawo kana vhidhiyo yomupurisa akanga ari kunzi akatukwa pafoni achi akachita vhidhiyo achinatoti kuti ndini konsepo nhingi ndakatukwa naonare rodzi ndinoshanda pakati pakati fosi namba yangu ndeyakati akati tingava neevidhensi yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovictimaizwa nevanhu opposition pavakaaina kwekwe paya zvikanzi anga ariko akatouraya vanhu but inini ndandisiri ukwekwe ndandiri kuchiredza so avanhu vanogona kungocreata manyepo
asi vaguburiro dai ari manyepo ari pachena. I'm sure Honorable Rhodes would have responded by now. And also, I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because Mapurisa ari kuti pa Twitter, and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, apa, the way I'm reading this tweet, Panenyaya Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated up. And from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they have been mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Honorable Barbara Rhodes, varivo vaenda kumapurisa onoripota against the defamation of character. Yekuti ndiri kufanirwa manyepo nhau yakati yakati. Saka mapurisa investigate kuti abate outbreak. Inini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera Honorable Barbara Rhodes varisponda. Vaita press conference, ndiri kuti press statement. Kuri kunda kunosiyana unoita press conference zvimwe press statement unoita pa Twitter unoita kupolisa kuti ndiri kuzvakadzvakadzvaka defamation of character police or investigator kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusunga kana vasivo pama culprit saka ini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvose zviri kutaura hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro Honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nevunhu vanoziva kuvaromuteto vanotomirira nyika kumapurasitomu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboite zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu veopposition sezvavanga vachiita kuti vari kuataka Honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuataka Honorable Energy Mutoli vachiti Honorable Energy Mutoli vhidhiyo vari kurova vanhu but asiriwo
avaaanyaya
yekunzi audio vaiaudio vaisa vhidhiyo vhidhiyo kacho nova kuti audio osava manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanup f maonorable members edu nemhengo dzese dzezanup f discipline ndokune vanhu vanoziva kuti mubumbiro enyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika.
Thank you there vaguburiro. I see the difference between nyaya yamutodi neahonorable Rhodes ndeyekuti mutodi responded there and then. Zuro issued out a statement saying that he's taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP, Rhodes, has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand muri kuramba kuti ZANU PF ine mhirizhonga. Yes, and nyaya yamairozi I think time will tell if mapurisa akaita mainvestigations awo sekuvimbisa kwavo will see kuti kuchabuda chii. Kana vari innocent she will be exonerated, but kana vachibatwa nemhosva vachabatwa nemhosva. And nyaya yeviolence also we saw yesterday activists in ZANU PF regalia, otherwise ZANU PF activists in Bulawayo, beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens.
I'm sorry. All those are my allegations. As my evidence, we have got an evidence of a Zanzibar supporter. Yakaze gari gapia. Mu PF said, "Ichiro, ane wa nirobo." Photo rikabuda, rikitenderera. Ritori pom na ichiro, wachoni wa mnarukuru.
Vaguburiro. Siyai ma double standards wagubiriro. Kanari mtere ari munhu wezano akapfeka kanari munhu akapfeka Zanu PF t-shirt achirohwa munobvuma kuti munhu wezano, but kana vari vanhu vakapfeka ma t-shirts ezano vachirowa vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano, ma double standards yayo. But let me go to
my brother, you are a presenter. When you start to say, look at my double standard, no longer any.
No. Those are facts. My double standards. If you are going to say, Kanamuna, Shiroho, Agafika, T-shirt, yes, Zanu, Muno, Zanu PF, but Kanavanu, Agafika, my T-shirt, Zanu PF, Vachiruavanu, Andy Wovan, Zanu PF. My double standards, you are you. Mam Loja, can you come in there before Tishi Statum Lalil?
Yeah, I come again. I need to go to we are aware of a case of a man who is on top but doing nothing. Okay? Blame everybody else. Who are teaching with people? I want to go position. Who am I in the long? I want to go position. Young, I have a book or still a man than the other thing, opposition. Always is in to learn what is here. Lisi prenu mburu kwa silungi siliri zeli kishageleyo. Lawe kuzayelu kukamba mbangu yege lu ukuchu zizo. Ufuna kutifendi nito rongu hivyo nukuchu rongu. Inizo lisi prenu nipata nga masiki zizo. Inizo libusi kakela uli kukisi. We are fighting for you as well. Ukuchu liyege lu ukuchu nipa li brainwashwa li cheli zintezi nga lani mundo kune kuipakanda. Nwa kumilo nga tukala kulume so upige. Into Shibonini. We saw a case called Mafia Padmaza, Piba Mazevat, who is the Chigabeti called Lenin Apanzum Shab, Nilam. It means the letters equal to that. If this country is Zimbabwe, equal to Zimbabwe, it's for Zimbabwe. Like an animal Zimbabwe doesn't live in love. Let it look to me.
Silom la Lelekin when it named Terri, Timboinagum Terri. Kola, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much.
Ipe fungwa zenyu, kwa chidimbu?
Mchidimbu nega, let me speak in Shona, maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Panauye ye ma campaigns, my brother, Irvanu, ya Trukunzwa, and so on and so on. Zvinhu zvinotibata isu samaZimbabweni zvatinoshuwira kuti kudai nyika yedu yakamira zvakanaka, vanhu vane freedom, vane kuzvisunungura pasina mumwe anoheta mumwe kana mumwe anorova mumwe. Ndiwo chikumbiro chedu chatinoshuwa isu samaZimbabweni, because freedom kuratidzira kusununguka kwomunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe. But unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama, unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here, ni the way yaanobhiheva kana maitiro avanoita according ne handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period kuti kanopinda mumwe munhu. Unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you. Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there. And our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guests, Triple C Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU PF activist Archford Kuvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.